Tell us a little bit about right now and why the timing was right for you to try to get back in the ring with law enforcement and actually the jurisdiction piece of it, and getting back in this particular race. Why now and why this race for you?
Thanks, Steve. I mean, why now is a great question. I've had a break. That was a break that came from a family tragedy. But I've always wanted to serve, and I've been in a position to want to make change in the area where I live. So Moorhead, Clay County, very important to me. And when I left, I was serving as a district court judge, which I think gave me a very unique perspective to take a look at now after a few years. I'm ready to come back. Where can I best be of service to my community? And when I look at the office of county attorney, it's something that excites me because I think that it's time for change and that there are some things I can bring to that office to promote efficiency and effectiveness that I'm excited to have the opportunity to bring.
On your website, you say, like many communities in recent years, Clay County has seen an increase in serious and violent crime. How bad has that change been?
I think that since 2020, I can't give you the stats, but there's been some articles recently that we've all noticed, right, that we had a big increase in some very serious crime. And while things may be stabilizing right now in the numbers or trending down, that the way people feel matters as well as our ability to get those cases over the finish line, which is something that I have some concern with, and how we are sending the message that that's not going to be okay in our community. We're not going to continue to want to see that level of crime where we live.
And how do we change that? How do we make things better? What will be important for you if you were to get this position? How do you do your part to lower those numbers?
So first, I want to look at efficiency, and I think that collaboration is key, that you have to be able to have conversations with justice partners, and that while much of the legal system for lawyers is adversarial, there's plenty of things that we can talk about with the people that are in the same venue as us as to how to make things move easier and quicker and more efficient. And if you're not willing to have those conversations with justice partners, you're not going to get those efficiencies. I think another way that we can keep things efficient is keep our talent in Clay County. I want to see the best and the brightest prosecuting in that office. So when you're county attorney, you have prosecutors and you have civil attorneys, and I want to see them enjoy their job and want to stay there. And how you do that is you invest in them and you make sure that they have the training and the resources and the mentorship to be great at their jobs and to like the culture and to want to put their time in Clay County and stay in Clay County.
Before I go much further on this, let's reset kind of what the process looks like. So when will the is there a primary in your race? It's not, right? You just kind of go right to a quote-unquote general election. And when does that happen for you?
November 3rd.
Okay, so it's in November. It's not in August. There's some primaries in Minnesota. So you're in November. Is there an incumbent that you are trying to unseat? And how many people are in this race?
Yes, there's currently... I mean, we haven't been able to file yet, so okay. I've come out early.
Okay.
But there is currently a Clay County attorney serving, Mr. Brian Melton.
Okay.
And I would imagine that he would continue.
As far as we know,
as far as we know, yes, that
okay.
he will be also running. And I think it will
okay.
be just the two of us. But again, it doesn't open until May. I'm just getting ahead of it because I'm excited.
Are you running because you think Brian has dropped the ball in some areas, or are you running because you think, hey, this is just, I want to give, I want to serve, and I think I can do the job better than anybody else? I just have that personal pride in me and what I do.
I mean, surely I think that I can do this job and I can do it well, but I do have areas of concern where I think somebody like me coming in with a fresh perspective is going to be beneficial to Clay County. So one of those areas that has been troubling is the rate of criminal jury trial convictions recently
okay.
in Clay County. The state data numbers for the last 2 years showed 15 losses, which may not seem like a lot, but when you're the office that's deciding what to charge and when to go, you know, you're the driving force of when we're going to trial and
right.
how we're charging these things at a 60% or less conviction rate. I think we can do better. A thing that's been happening recently is mistrials in Clay County, which should be a concern for taxpayers, that we're getting all the way, our law enforcement's running this case all the way up. The Clay County Attorney's Office is taking over, and we get to the day of trial. And this is not something, to be clear, that we can say is the fault of the Clay County Attorney's Office, but continuing to see mistrials, I think there's been seven since August, is a problem because you're at trial. You can't go forward for some reason. This person who is accused of the crime has more time. We all have to come back. So when I got those data numbers from the state, there was not any listed for mistrials in the last 2 years, but that's because Clay County is going to retry all of them. So then they don't go into a win, loss, or mistrial category. So on top of 15 losses, you also have seven cases that we're going to take another stab at, which just makes me want to say, how are we evaluating our cases and how are we deciding which charges to move forward on and how are we charging? It just, I think, could use a fresh look. And I'm ready to bring that.
What are the reasons that a mistrial will happen? What typically comes up where the judge says, look, we don't have anything to go on here?
Well, there can be a wide variety of reasons, which is, again, why I can't fault one party. But, I mean, it can be something that happens there that day with a juror or something. You know, there's reasons all over the place. So you can't point to one. But there can be disclosure issues. So sometimes you can point to the fault of one party, perhaps. And sometimes it's a matter of circumstances that go on. But recently we had a mistrial in a murder in Clay County, a murder trial in which the defendant was pro se for half of it. And it's just concerning to see that occurring. And I think that we should be asking why and evaluating our process.
You'd mentioned the success rate when you get to trial, a little under 60%. I think was the number that I heard you say. Is that over the last year, last 2 years, 4 years? What time period are we looking at there?
That was a 2 year window from, I believe, March of 2024 to 2026. So then this most recent mistrial wasn't accounted in that number, which would bring it down.
Do we know how that compares to other county attorneys across the state? Is that, I mean, is that the, I just don't know enough about it. Is that like about as good as you're going to do, or are most in the 70, 80% range? Do we know?
By comparison, I also asked for Becker County and Otter Tail County at the same, for that same window. And they were closer to 70 and 75%.
Okay.
Which I believe Clay County should be leading the way. We're the bigger county, and we've got a bigger population and more serious crime, and we should be leading in those. We should have the smaller counties looking at how are they doing things? What are they trying? What's working and not working?
So what does somebody, whoever comes next, if you want to do this better, how do you do that better as a county attorney? What kind of things can you do a better job of that would lead to a higher conviction rate? What goes into that, do you think, Amber?
I mean, I think it requires looking at your attorneys and their resources and their mentorship, their ability to ask questions, to say, how did we get here? Because I believe Clay County did better previously. I think we're on a downturn. But I would want to know, you know, what has changed? What's the turnover rate? Are we dealing with fresh new attorneys, and are we going to invest in them? You know, there's a number of reasons, and I don't know all the reasons why we've gotten where we are, but I think that evaluating where we're at and taking steps to remedy it is important instead of just letting it sit where it's at.
How do you get people's attention in a race like this? Most of us, I have to say, I've done this too. You go to the ballot box, I don't know any of these people. I don't know who's good. The person who's in there, I guess they might be okay. And you are running against an incumbent here. How do you get people to want to make a change?
That's tough, Steve. And I think that the more opportunity I have to share the reasons why I want to do it is important. So that's why I'm here and thankful for the opportunity. But I do think that some of these offices are ones that the general public, if they're not coming in contact with the criminal justice system or the civil side, that they don't have any reason really to pay attention to who is the county attorney and how is that office doing for us. So just educating the public a little bit as well about that role that you're overseeing an office of a number of attorneys that prosecute. So if you commit a crime in Clay County, you're going to have one of our prosecutors bring that case to trial. Also, the civil side is where we do a lot of things that are things I practiced, child protection. So when you've got a child in need of protection or services, needs to be removed from the home for some reason, those attorneys are making sure that our kids are safe. We're working on truancies with schools. We also would be in charge of commitments, right? Chemical dependency or mental health, sexually dangerous persons that might need to be committed, they'd be leading that charge as well. So you've got a civil side, a prosecution side, and then you're also tasked with advising county officials. So attending those commissioner board meetings, and when there's a county official that has questions, we give legal advice to them about, you know, how to make sure they're making decisions that make sense for Clay County and don't violate the law.
It's a really good point, because I think a lot of people don't realize what a county attorney really does. So all those things go into play. But ultimately, it's about getting that conviction rate up, right?
Absolutely. I think that that is a key component, and that it has to be, it's important to watch those numbers go down to make sure that the people that are accused of offending are getting convicted. They are being held accountable. They are either deciding to leave our community or to change their ways. Because if you're committing crimes in Clay County, we're going to see that all the way through to trial, and make sure that we're winning as much as we can, which I think requires a reevaluation of practice.
Tell me a little bit about the sentencing / jails. It's my opinion that if we have to build more jails, we have to build more jails. There is a line of thinking out there among some that, well, it costs money to have jails, and so because of that, we need to have lighter sentences. We need to kind of hope that things get better for these people later on. And I feel like you have to have strong penalties to deter the bad guys from doing bad things. And if you don't have that, you don't have that healthy fear of authority. And it's not popular anywhere to say, let's build more jails. But is there any other option other than having strong sentences that we stick by and having jails to put people in when we need them?
I mean, I think if anybody could have figured out a way to manage this kind of crime and society issue, we'd be like, tell us the answer, right? Mm-hmm. And it's complex because you have reasons that some people are in contact with the criminal justice system, and that might be chemical dependency, it might be mental health. But you also have a society at large here that is trying to live safely, to raise their family, and needs to know that when something's going wrong with that, that people that are offending the law are going to be held accountable.
The position you're running for is not a partisan. You don't pick a party to run on, but you, being married to a law enforcement officer, I got to imagine you're pro-law enforcement, yes?
I do believe that first responders are people that carry so much weight in what they do every single day, and what they see and the difficult situations that they have to walk into. It's part of the reason that I started a nonprofit in my husband's memory. It was because truly I look at what they do every day and say, we need the best and the brightest to continue to want to do that job. Because when nobody wants to do it anymore, our standards fall. Yeah. And we have trouble. So we want those people that really care about their communities to keep choosing it, even though it's very difficult work.
If you want to find out more about Amber, Amber4, the number 4, clayattorney.com, Amber4clayattorney.com.